Support by Denali National Park. Enjoy the views along the way and keep your eyes open for moose, bears, caribou, and 130 different bird species in the park's natural wilderness area. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Montana's American Civil Liberties Union and the Native American Rights Fund filed a lawsuit against the state of Montana on behalf of Montana tribes in late July. The lawsuit alleges requirements to teach Native American history in public schools are not being met. Yellowstone Public Radio's Taylor Stagner has more.
Montana is the only state that is constitutionally mandated to provide Indigenous education in K-12 public schools. Since 2007, the state has provided $3.5 million per year to support the Indian Education for All Act. This suit says there's not enough oversight on curriculum outcomes or how districts are managing funds. Melody McCoy is a Native American Rights Fund attorney on this case. She says public schools are supposed to use the money to integrate Indigenous education into the whole curriculum.
It might well be that some of this is happening. What we're not seeing is that it's being reported, and we're not seeing that the state is requiring it to be reported.
McCoy says that funds might be being spent on inappropriate material, but without proper documentation, it's hard to know.
We did find that one school district had purchased a book about Squanto and the miracle of Thanksgiving, and reported that as an Indian Education for All expenditure.
The lawsuit is seeking that state officials and agencies meet reporting and compliance standards in consultation with the tribes. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner.
A magnitude 8.2 earthquake hit offshore of the Alaska Peninsula this week. The National Tsunami Center issued warnings for much of the Gulf of Alaska coastline. Gene Carlson is a commercial fisherman in Chignik Bay. He says the earthquake was particularly violent.
Things were falling out of the cabinets and drawers were flopping open. Looked out, my car was jumping around on the road. There was a lot of landslides here, too. You could see just clouds of... It was just dust everywhere. So, yeah, then we tried to gather ourselves together because with one like that, you never know if you're going to get a tidal wave. So people were running all over trying to get in the cars and get up on the hill.
There were no immediate reports of major damage or injuries. It was the state's largest earthquake since 1965. Officials say any waves were likely to be smaller than a foot. Carlson says he had not heard of any damage, though he was checking again.
We did watch the tide. I think, we had a little semi-tidal wave here because the tide went out and then it came back in pretty good. Because we were watching it from a hill.
The National Tsunami Warning Center recommends that anyone with damage to report should contact their local emergency manager or their local National Weather Service office. Lummi Carvers, tribal leaders, and members of grassroots groups delivered a totem pole Thursday to the Biden administration in Washington, D.C. It was their final stop after a cross-country journey highlighting Indigenous issues and sacred site protection. Carver Doug James says the totem is a gift for the people, animals, and the earth.
For those that don't have voices, that's who we're reaching out to. And we're just asking each and every one of you to come together with one heart and one mind. Ait Shwalowin means to be of one heart and one mind. So with that, I just want to say Haishka Nestella Chasi to all my relations. Osiam.
The totem pole event on the National Mall was live streamed, featuring speakers from the Biden administration and tribal leaders from across the country. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. This show is supported by the FX original series, Reservation Dogs. From Sterling Harjo and Taika Waititi, Reservation Dogs follows the adventures of four indigenous teens in rural Oklahoma. Reservation Dogs, now streaming exclusively FX on Hulu.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.